here on the country are obviously big news today in the dairy industry with Saputo, the Canadian company that bought Murray Goulburn. Has released a statement saying it will cut jobs and, quote, streamline factories in Australia. Let's just take you to what we know already from this announcement so far. In its release to Canadian markets today, Saputo said, and I'll read this section to you now, in the international sector, the company will be streamlining operations in two of its manufacturing facilities in Australia. A number of employees will be impacted. These employees will be provided with severance and outplacement support. And Saputo is exploring redeployment opportunities for some of the affected employees. End quote. Now, we don't know much more than that. We have contacted Saputo for more information. We haven't got that yet. As soon as we know more from them, we will. We've contacted the Union of Workers and other unions that represent Saputo workers, and haven't received a response as yet. Hoping to speak to them later in the week when they've spoken to workers, analysts as well, and a few local members of parliament for more information, but not much is out there. What I have had confirmed from multiple sources so far is the two factories involved in this is Mafra in Gippsland and Cobram in northern Victoria. Further to that, just had somebody call the station to say 18 jobs will be going in Mafra. Do not have that confirmed, but that is just what we're being told. But we have had confirmed that dryers will be shut down either for an extended period or completely, and staff will be moved out of the Mafra factory, simply due to lack of milk being cited as the reason for streamlining at the Mafra factory, to quote and use Saputo's words. The Cobram factory, we've heard, is a little bit different, lack of milk supply being a factor, but also the fact that a cheese contract for sliced cheese has been lost from that factory there to Bega, a competitor of Saputo's. But again, when we know more information, we will bring that to you. If you have anything you'd like to say on this, 1300 977 222 is the number that you can call. Interested in what you think about this, what this says about the wider dairy industry at the moment. Prices have been high. Milk production hasn't really returned or been boosted greatly with those high prices and better seasonal conditions. So now we're seeing more streamlining at factories. Is this expected to you, or is this saying something wider about the state of dairy? 1300 977 222. Dairy Farmer has sent a message saying there's still 15 months to go on the 5-year guarantee that was signed when they took over. So that may save Mafra until then. Will be interesting to see what the Streamline announcement says about that when, as I said, when we get more information, we'll let you know. Paul Mumford, though, is the president of the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria and one of the few people who will speak to us on the record today. Paul Mumford, welcome to the Country Hour.
Oh, thank you, Warwick. Great to be here.
First things first, what do you make of this announcement from Saputo?
I think, frankly, I'm not surprised. You know, we've been speaking about the nutrition reduction of milk here in Victoria and Australia for many reasons that we all know about, you know, and there is huge competition on the processes to keep that milk supply. You know, there's also a discussion here about that we've got a new player with Saputo entering, you know, after they bought Murray Goulburn. And they've got clear strategies in their business, and you know, would also have to put in there that some of the plants that they bought in the sale of Murray Goulburn were quite old back then. So you know, we're seeing quite a diverse issue happening across many issues. So there's lots to talk about, but it's probably the most important bit is the communications out of Saputo to their farming members and guaranteeing that the milk will be picked up from their farm gate.
So you want to hear more from the company, particularly in some of these areas. Mafra, there's not a lot east of Mafra in terms of milk factories and a lot of Saputo suppliers, I'd imagine. So you want commitments that those farmers will still get their milk picked up.
Yes, that's right. And particularly in the east, I think there isn't really an issue that there is a second Murray Saputo plant in Leongatha. So those two plants have worked in unison for quite some time now. So, but, you know, it's going to be very difficult to bring closure to any processor in any town. They're usually the lifebloods of the local communities.
Mafra being one of these sites. Do you think this is close to the end for the Mafra factory?
I think we'll see it as a transition. You know, I think no one can stand still and say that it's going to be the death of the Mafra site. It's going to transition to something new. So we've got to look at the positive aspect there that, you know, it's the bigger picture for the Saputo footprint.
That's a regional town effectively built around a dairy factory, though. I'd imagine it's a concerning time for people in that community.
Oh, absolutely. And I think on your news grab, you were saying it's 18 jobs. So that's a huge influence in the actual town.
And also, Cobram, the effect there, obviously Murray Goulburn consolidated a lot of its factories in northern Victoria, and then Saputo continued that. At one stage, they had four factories in northern Victoria, the Murray Goulburn, then Saputo company. Rochester has gone. The factory at Tangambalanga was sold off. There's also another factory in northern Victoria that has gone, leaving simply the Cobram site. Does it surprise you that there could be more consolidation there?
Oh, I think it's showing the new way of Saputo doing business here in Australia. You know, I think it's fair to say that they're doing a lot of their business in toll processing for the likes of the retail sector and buying and selling from milk traders. So they're changing the dynamics of their business a little bit. So we're seeing a smaller milk supply in the region over there. So again, for Cobram, there's a big issue about losing their plant. So these are some of the conversations I really want to hear, how it's going to influence those communities where these businesses are.
All right. So obviously job losses and changes at factories really concerning for those who are working in the industry. And that's obviously where we've started now. Paul Mumford's with you. He's the president of the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria. But more widely, what does he say about the milk market in Australia right now, Paul Mumford? Because as I was saying, conditions and prices have almost never been better, but the milk pool isn't growing. And now we're seeing factories starting to consolidate.
You're exactly right, Warwick, and I've been saying this for probably over 12 months, that we are seeing a fundamental shift in agriculture and particularly dairy. We are seeing highest milk prices on record for most regions of Victoria. But, you know, the pressures that are placed on our dairy farmers are extraordinary. Labour, input costs like urea and electricity, and particularly finding staff. I think it's fair to say that nearly every dairy farm is probably short one labour unit. So we've got huge issues. When we've got competition from other commodities, like a lifestyle beef block, that's... the mum and dad farmers are starting to make those life choices. We don't need to be doing this anymore, and they're exiting the industry.
You'll be searching for more information from Saputo in the coming days, I imagine?
Absolutely, yes. We've got to make sure that they're speaking with all their members and farmers, but more broadly, the broader industry, so we can understand the dynamics and the influence that this is going to have.
Paul Mumford, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's President of the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria, Paul Mumford, speaking there about the changes we've heard at Saputo, the company saying it's streamlining factories. We've heard that Mafra and Cobram are those two factories, particularly Mafra, looking at some difficulties there with milk supply and also meaning extended shutdown periods and the closure of milk dryers. When we hear more and when we get statements from the company, etc., we will bring that to you. We're also looking to speak to the union, and if we can hear from them, we'll bring that to you as soon as we can as well. Just quickly to end the country out today, we have further confirmation of those job cuts at Saputo. The company has sent us a statement. Here's a bit of it, and I'll say in quote, "We have made the difficult decision to close one of the two dryers at our Mafra site from the 1st of March and are seeking expressions of interest for 18 voluntary redundancies. At Cobram Our individual wrapped slices production area will close in June 2022, with this work moving to an alternative manufacturing arrangement. We're exploring redeployment opportunities for the limited number of employees impacted. These decisions are not taken easily. However, they're an important part of the continual analysis of our overall activities. Confirmation from Saputo about job cuts at Mafra and Cobram.